Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Stand to your feet in honor of the Word of the Lord. Turn to Psalms number 34 and 19. I just want to encourage you for a few minutes. Psalm 34 and 19. Just for a moment. Just for a moment. Hallelujah. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Let's begin reading now. Okay, you may be seated because y'all don't sound like y'all believe it. Many. Somebody say many. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Thank God for but. That's the transitional word that changes the situations. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Yeah, just tell somebody this ain't gonna last long. I'm coming out. This ain't gonna last long. I'm coming. Listen, ain't say I'm not going through, because I'm going through, but I'm coming out of it. I'm gonna have to deal with it, but I'm gonna come out on the other side of this situation. I need the believers not to believe everything they hear, everything they read, and everything they see on the internet and on the news. The greatest news that you can hold on to is the Word of our God. The people of God ought to be more familiar with trouble, trial, tribulations, judgment, situations, slavery, everything that can be beholding to the people of God in a negative way, while God is beholding to us in a positive way. The question is, whose report will you believe? I like the way David starts off in Psalm 1. He don't even get past the first verse and the first part of the verse when he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. But what are you saying, David? I'm saying that don't believe everybody. Don't believe everything. Don't listen to what men, especially those who are not in Christ, are saying. Listen, you've got to recognize that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Matter of fact, John 15 and 19 says, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. He's talking about believers. And listen, You know, I'm very mindful. That's one of the reasons why I tell the church and the people of God, you've got to know the word. You've got to hide the word in your heart. Just like they're going around limiting church service numbers, after a while, they may shut the doors of the church. And my question to you is, if your internet ain't working and they cut that off, if your TV is cut off and you can't watch, do you have enough word in your heart to sustain you till the storm passes over? Do you have enough God and word in you that you can hold on to? They make you stay in your house. You can't go out. You can't do this. You can't do the other. Don't you know that's more time you can spend with God? God has a way of getting our attention, and God has a way of making the church know that he is God. I like what David says here. And this whole 34th number of Psalm is great. It's wonderful. But I want to just lift out this word, and I'm almost through right now, when it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now listen, there are some afflictions that we justly deserve because we've made some mistakes, we've done some wrong things knowingly and some unknowingly. We've walked in the diametrically opposite way of the way God told us to go. We've engaged in activity that we knew God told us not to through his word. We have fellowship in company where God is not glorified. We participated in conversations that brought God no glory, that didn't magnify Jesus, and that didn't edify our brothers. There are things that we have done. Wherefore, God himself has had to bring some correction to us. The Bible says, those whom God loveth, he what? He chastises, he disciplines, he corrects. If he loves you, the world who has turned their back on him and have made up their minds that they're going to do their own thing and not follow God, he has turned them over to a reprobate mind. They're already on their way to hell. They're living in hell. They're raising hell because they're all about, y'all don't get scared, it's in the Bible, hell. And so many of them are experiencing a portion of the hell that they're going to spend eternity in. But the people of God, when we mess up, let me tell you how you know when you're really close to God. When you're really close to God and you mess up, he don't wait long to straighten you up. Haven't you ever seen something wrong with the fact that you see so many folk that claim that they're Christians that get away look like with murder? They do this and they do that, and they tear down the name of God and righteousness and holiness, and it just seems like they get away. I got news for you. God is a long-suffering God. He's a patient God. He's trying to give them time to get right and to turn around. But those of us who are closest to God, matter of fact, the moment you say something, the moment you do something, the Holy Ghost convicts you in your spirit and you know it ain't right, and he keeps on you until you get it right, till you say I'm sorry, till you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And if not, God puts something on you that you know is God. Ask Jonah. Yeah. God told him to do one thing. He did the other thing. He got on a ship, tried to. Yeah. Jonah can tell you about the problems on cruise ships. They pick lots. They threw off things. They threw off everything but Jonah, until it came to the point where everybody had to give an account of who their God was and whose side they were on when they got to Jonah. He said, listen, I'm the problem. Throw me overboard and the storm will cease. After doing everything they could, finally they had no choice. Even in picking lots, he picked the short one. And they threw him overboard and the storm calmed, ceased. And God had prepared for him a great fish that picked him up and took him 3 days' journey back and spewed him out on the seashore. While he was in there, 3 days in the belly of the whale, he came to himself. God knows how to let you do what you want to do, but he ain't going to let you get away with it. He didn't want to preach to his enemies. He didn't want to tell his enemies that God loves. Well, here is the gospel. For God so loved the world. Jonah didn't want to hear that. He wanted God so loved the Jews only. No. God included Jonah's enemies. And then he gave Jonah a message to preach for 40 days. And the entire city was saved. This was the first preacher in history who got mad because people got saved. He got mad because his enemies were saved. But here's what I need you to see. It was all because he disobeyed God. He had to go through what he went through. Many are the afflictions. Now, some of the afflictions are trials. Some of them are tests. Are they to destroy us? No. But they're to define us and develop us. They're to build us up. They're to draw us closer. See, sometimes God allows problems to happen to us. Listen, to perfect us. Y'all didn't get that. See, you don't know how much you can take till you go through but you never thought you could take. You don't know how much you can handle till the Lord places weights on you that you say, ain't no way I can lift it. The Lord say, lift. You say, Lord, I can't do it. And the Spirit is right there behind you saying, you can do it. Come on, I'm spotting you. And you start pushing and trembling. And the Holy Ghost, listen to what he does. He just puts his hand on the bar. Now, he don't lift it up for you, but he lets you know in the event you can't handle it, he's got it for you. But before you know it, you keep pushing and pushing. And you get it up because he was right there with you and you never thought you were able to handle the weight that was heavier than you had experienced before. But here's what you notice. When you drop the weight down, there's a tightening in your arms. Yeah, yeah. tightening in your pectoral muscles. Do you ever notice why folks just walk around that bodybuilding all that, just walk around like that? The tightness reminds them that they've been exercising muscles that you can't see. Do you know you got muscles you can't see under all that? Well, you know what it is. But just begin exercising and watch those muscles develop. Watch them develop. And you will discover that the more you are able to handle, the more you become defined. That's the same thing God does with his people. We stand out the more we go through. Thank you so much, brother. God bless you. It's simply to say this. Many are the afflictions. Listen, as long as you live, there are going to be test after test, trial after trial, situation after situation, affliction after affliction. But through every one of them, somebody say every one of them, God will deliver his people. It may not be the way you want him to deliver you, but it's going to be according to his word. He said in his word, Psalm 107:20, he sent his word to heal them and to deliver them from their destructions. See, there are some things that you have done you don't even realize God has delivered you from your destruction. Let me just help you. Again, we would love God many times, you know, for us to do what we want to do. And then when we get through doing what we want to do, say, Lord, don't let there be any consequences to what I've just done. So, you know, make me just like, you know, I'm perfect. No, it doesn't work like that. When you do what you do outside of disrespecting the word, the will of God, there's going to be a penalty and payment that you must pay, because it is God's word. Now, for example, if I have smoked for 40 years, now some have complications from that because they knew better. They knew better. Maybe back in the days and times, you know, when they were without the knowledge and cigarettes weren't packaged like talking about, didn't have surgeons, Surgeon General's warning on the side of the pack, didn't know that smoking was hazardous to the health. You know, God winked at that. He let some of that slide. But when you know that you're going opposite of what God told you to do, you're going to have a price to pay. Now, listen, God may deliver you, but it doesn't mean it's without consequences. You know, first of all, God, according to the word, he gave us plants and herbs and all of those things, fruit, vegetables to eat. We really weren't supposed to eat meat. I'm going off the way right now, but I want to just explain something to you. If you go back to the beginning of the Bible, you'll see everything that man was supposed to eat grew from the ground. That was God's plan. But it wasn't until after Adam sin that the beast became just like man, disobedient, unsubmissive to authority, a change of attitude, change of action, change of behavior, change of everything. All of that happened in the earth realm when Adam sinned. Then man began to eat meat, which the body was not originally designed to process. That's one of the reasons why so many of us have issues like we do have issues, because of our diet. Lord, y'all gotten quiet in here. I hope you're trying to hear what I'm telling you. Now here's the issue. I would not sit in this pulpit here and lie to you. I like meat. I ain't gonna lie. I like meat. I like meat, you know. They can say what they want to say about pork, but I love me some pork. I love everything but the oink. And if that was a way I could capture the oink oink, I'd probably enjoy that too. I love his feet, his tail, his jaws. I mean, his ears, his everything about the pig. But then when his crackling, his skin, you know, just everything about him, just pork chop, you know, everything about him, ribs, you know, okay, I'm not talking about the gospel of the pig, I'm sorry. But knowing that if I was going to at least have some, I should regulate what I have, I had and still have and am fighting discipline issues. So when I get through enjoying some pig, guess what I got to do? Yeah, I can pray for forgiveness, but I got to do something else. I got to go and try and get me some, what's that stuff, baby? What do we do? There you go, apple cider vinegar. Lord, I hate apple cider vinegar. I like, baby, take my pressure. Let me make sure. Got to go take my pressure pills and all of that. Now listen, I enjoyed it, but I had to pay a price. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Now listen. There are some things that we bring upon ourselves. And so you ask yourself, is the enjoyment of your sin worth the pain that you're going to have to pay for the sin? I love Hebrews 11:25 saying, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Talking about Moses here now. He decided to forget about the pleasures of sin for a season and stand with the people of God. Now, my brothers and sisters, can I tell you the pleasures of sin is only for a season? You can look at your condition right now. I don't know your sin. That's not my job to know your sin. God knows it. He has listed every one of them. But I can promise you that every one of us in this place today are in the position and the predicament we are in because of our own pleasure due to sin. And until we come to the point where we realize God has a better way for us, God wants to deliver us from everything that holds us bound and captive and oppress us and depress us and suppress us under evil. God wants to deliver us from all of those things. It's not just problems. It's just not sickness. It's just not those things that we see as issues, but it is the whole arena that brings us into a place of captivity. All right. And the good news is that God delivers those who hear and heed, no matter what your situation is, what your condition is. Listen, God is there to give you the power to enjoy whatever is left when you come to the realization that God can fix what you've messed up. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them. Oh, what does this tell me? That there is nothing too hard for the Lord. I don't want you to get hung up on the afflictions. I want you to get on to the deliverance. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. But the qualifier is you've got to belong to him. You've got to be saved. You've got to belong. Jesus Christ has got to be your Savior. And all of these privileges are provided for you. My brother, my sister, don't believe the world. Believe the word. God bless you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
God has got. blessings, Holy Ghost.